Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We had a nice, easy Spiders day today, about an hour and a half, and came out healthy. Guys don't know how to slow down. That's a problem in Spiders. These guys going to go full speed. But scrimmage tomorrow, go to Acrisure, get a few plays in there and see what we got.
Is Ben the best golfer on the team? Clear that up.
Is that what he's saying?
I mean, he said he's pretty good.
I would probably say he's not the best golfer on the team. I would just throw that out there. But, we'll have to have a golfing tournament.
We were just talking to Javon. He was saying how excited he is to get down there and actually hit during some live periods tomorrow. Do you like the physicality he brings to that boundary safety spot?
Yeah, you watch him fill down in the box in the bowl game against UCLA. He likes to come down there. Steph Hall does too. They all better. Donovan McMillan, all those guys like to get down in the box. But, just want to make sure he's doing the right thing at the right time. That's what you got to make sure.
What is it about the mentality that you guys seem to always get? I remember you telling us when Damari came back from his injury and, he tackled somebody when you guys didn't even have pads on. It seems like it's a thing. You get your DBs love to hit people.
Well, I think it's just the attitude that we try to play with. They play hard and try to get them going full speed. If you got to play with effort. Sometimes it's hard to slow down. Yesterday, MJ Devonshire got a pick, and Jacoby, killed MJ, and it was a whiz period. He wasn't supposed to stay up, it's just playing hard. You got to play this game fast. You can't play at half speed because everything's off when you do that.
Is that a mentality you look for when you're recruiting guys as well? Guys who just want to play hard and go the extra?
No question about it. You're always looking for guys that play with effort, play hard, play with excitement. A guy gets a sack and then he walks back to the huddle like Jerry. You don't want those guys. Gotta have a little bit of sway. So you're always looking for guys playing with energy. And then again, you try to coach it. You can coach that, to get them to play with enthusiasm. Crumpley's out here getting extra ball drills. He's like a different guy. He's kind of a deer in the headlights. He's got so much more juice to him right now. But it's taken a year and a half to get that done.
What's been the biggest difference in Javon's growth from late last season? He had a couple of really good games to close it out to where he's at now.
He's working at the mental part of it, I think, more than anything. I think he's a talented kid that's got the ability to be a really good player. But it's more confidence, I think, knowing what you're doing. And, he had two major busts in the bowl game. Big time. Eric Cowell gets beat on a post. It's man free. We got a guy in the middle of the field, which is usually not the case. And, we surprise them. They throw a post. Eric's sitting on the ground at the goal line like, where's my help at, He jumped outside leverage. So the mental part of it is as important as the physical part of it. So that's what he's gotten better at, I think, in the offseason with a bunch of meetings.
What's the big thing you're looking for tomorrow?
I'll say it all the time. You guys know the first one is to come out of it healthy. But I want to see our guys play. Coaches on the sideline, let them go and, just find out who the players are, in that stadium, I think. And, I want to see the offense move the ball, although I want to see the defense stop. It's one of those. And, I want to see, our deep shots that we missed a year ago. I'd like to see us connect on a few of those. We've done that in the first, six practices, so be good in Acrisure to see it, line up that way.
And I would say that it's difficult to find good kickers, but you find three in a row in your time here, Blewett, Kessman, and now Ben. What's been the secret for those guys?
Yeah, I didn't find Blewett, but I'll take Blewett.
You inherited him.
Yeah,
Blewett,
I inherited him, but, what's the secret? Wish our secret was as good at the punter situation at times, but... it comes down to evaluation. And, we knew Ben was a great kicker out of high school. It took him a while just to mentally be as mature as he. I don't think, a year and a half ago he could stand in, by this microphone and even carry a conversation. But now he's so much more mature. Guy's got to grow up. But we knew he had a leg. There's very few times we offer scholarships to kickers out of high school. Usually they got to come walk on, spend a couple years and then, get that scholarship from the guy prior to. So that's usually, as a matter of fact, I think Kessman, I think we did offer him out of high school. So, if they're good enough, we're going to offer him.
How's punting coming along?
I think right now, punt team is looking, pretty decent. Again, unfortunately, we've been stuck in here, so we're hitting the roof a lot. So we'll find out a little bit more when we get to go outside.
Ben, with the kicker, How much of it is Andre? And you guys have been together a long time. What is it that he does that to help those guys?
You're talking to place kickers.
Yeah.
It's funny. You know, Andre's a special teams coordinator. You know, Coach Partridge really works with the kickers as well. He's kind of the kicking guru. As far as just some of those little details. So he's with those kickers. He'll meet with them and talk with them. And again, the thing with the kickers, they always have a personal coach. So there's times during the season they'll send their tape, you know, to their little kicking guy wherever he is around the country, and see what they think about him as well. So they all have their personal coaches.
Matt, each year, one thing that you talk about mid-season is playing fast, but also guys sticking to their roles, not jumping outside of their roles, trying to play hero ball. And that build, when guys do as a collective, it builds chemistry. What's the challenge of doing that when you guys change safeties? Like this past year, you've had Eric and Brandon. Now you're moving to Donovan and Javon. And of course, you did that with DeMar and Paris moving into Brandon. What's the challenge to get those guys to buy in and keep the continuity when you're doing changes like that?
That's what college football is all about. Guys are going to graduate. They're going to move on. And those guys have been ready. It's not like they're just all of a sudden, you know, buying in now. They bought in a year ago. They just had to wait their time. And they get five plays a game. They get five plays. Try to make it the five best plays you can. But, they bought in a long time ago, I think. And, you know, P.J. O'Brien is probably leading the show out there with those guys. And, it's what it is. It's what they do. You know, it's just waiting to be that next guy.
How has Donovan been through 2 weeks of camp?
He's been good. We want to see a little bit more live. We've only done, with the practices we've had so far, six in. You know, three of them have been spiders. So we got three in pads. And I think we've had probably, I would say probably, 1 hour of total contact where we're live. So we haven't done a lot of live. I think we've had two periods a day of some type of live. So it'll be interesting to see, what we do when it's a lot of live.
Has he looked like the player you thought he might become 3 or 4 years ago at Peters Township?
No question about it. We're happy with where he is, and he's learning. He's probably the new guy back there trying to learn it all, but he's picking it up. He's picking it up well, and we're happy with where he is right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.